Kelly, let's visit. We're here at Cattle Industry Convention and Trade Show. Obviously, this is where the industry comes together, whether it's on the policy side or in the checkoff side. You've been obviously looking on promotion and research and that type of information. What do you see some of the highlights as you look at this meeting?
Yeah, at this meeting, this meeting is really good for those of us, especially that work on the checkoff side, that are working to basically grow beef demand, you know, looking at that promotion and research. It's our opportunity to come here and get updates from all of the different contractors that are hired by the checkoff throughout the year and are doing their various work. And it's really broken into about five different committees. Just to name a few, it'd be like domestic marketing, marketing beef here in the country, international marketing, which obviously focuses on exports and the global demand for beef. And then things like the committee I sit on is safety and innovation. And that's where we talk about a lot of research, from keeping our food safe and then innovative research to, you know, expand and improve beef and products. So it's really covers the gamut of things that you know, affect us growing demand for our product to the consumer. So it's really neat to come together and hear from those contractors and then and really work kind of together and hear all the good things that are happening and look for new opportunities.
So when you look at innovation, is that where we've seen some of the new cuts and some of those things that are coming to the forefront?
Yeah, even more so, I would say now. Yeah, that's always part of it is any kind of research we can do to find new ways to, yeah, cuts and things. But more so now, a big one, for instance, would be looking at, you know, sustainability is a big piece, and sometimes it fits in there. And what kind of different research can we do to show that beef's, you know, more sustainable? Or another thing is looking at just various flavor. We know that a huge demand driver for our consumer is taste and eating experience. So we know that we should always focus on making sure that steak or burger they're going to eat is going to taste good and have the consistent quality they want. So they're always looking at ways that they can expand on that too. So innovative ways of researching and looking at flavor. And so there's been some fascinating stuff at different universities that the research team has coordinated some projects. And then, of course, our industry is always changing, right? We have a lot more dairy and beef has become a big cross. That's something that's become very, very popular within our beef supply chain is the dairy beef cross. And so obviously there's going to be some variances and things to look at in terms of just muscle composition, muscle cuts. So we've actually looked at and talked about research of analyzing just muscle cuts and consistency. And there's been some interesting research projects that we've heard about there too. So that's the kind of thing, you know, that I find fascinating in the committee that I sit on.
Particularly in a state like Minnesota, where dairy beef, and we're just a very diverse state from north to south, it's got to be kind of challenging even just to maneuver all of that.
It is, you know, and you hit the nail on the head. Minnesota, that there's obviously a lot of dairy in our state, and that's a vital part of our beef, you know, system. And we've seen increasing every year just the number of head of cattle that are dairy and beef cross. So with that, we're learning more about them. We're learning about where they fit in the market. And then we obviously engage with a lot of, you know, a lot of our farmer feeders in the state, and more of them every day are feeding those types of cattle. And so we're learning more, not only on the research side, but we're able to then talk and see how are these cattle doing, how are they performing, and then how are they eventually making it to the consumer's plate. And I think every year we're seeing more consistency. We're seeing improvements of just that expected good, you know, that good cut of beef and that good quality product at the end, which is what we're striving for. So the work is never really done, but I think it's really neat having been doing this now that anytime that we can consistently put that quality product out there in all of our cattle, including a dairy beef cross, that's like what we're after.
You mentioned the word sustainability earlier, and it seems it's such a buzzword, and everybody's got a different definition for it. For cattle producers, it's really about being more efficient and those kind of things, and the strides we've made there has been pretty amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. The strides are there. And you're right, it is a big term, and there's a lot of things to consider. And actually, right before I'm visiting with you right now, I was just in a sustainability forum, and it was really fascinating. And they had a panel that was made up of a producer and then somebody that I would say is kind of a company that's providing some sustainability options and solutions in the middle. And then they talked to an animal health company and where they all fit. And I thought it was a really interesting conversation. And what they said in there is it's one thing for for a food company, a larger food company, as an example, a McDonald's or a Cargill or a larger, they can make these sustainability goals, you know, but it's going to take the farmer and rancher to also, you know, engage in that process and everybody in between. So instead of saying, you know, why did that food company make that sustainability goal, or how come the farmer rancher's not doing enough, I think we're at the point where we all have to be part of that conversation, working together to make sure it's incentivized for these farmers and ranchers to do it. Obviously, they're going to do the right thing, but we need to make sure that it's going to make be economically viable for them to remain profitable and do some of these things in terms of changing some of their practices to be a little more environmentally friendly or sequestering more carbon and things, and then tying it to the end consumer. So I think we're at the front end of that conversation in a big way. It's going to be a big, long goal. And so every year we're going to talk and learn more. So it's a lot to wrap your arms around, but this meeting is a good place to talk about that stuff.
It'd be great for your council members to be here. Obviously, they're making decisions at a state level for those 50 cents that are done within the state. This gives them a much broader perspective.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're glad to have our board members. I always remind folks, you know, us at the Beef Council, we're guided by 16 farmers and ranchers from across the state. I like to say we just execute, you know, what they want to see done. They choose what's done with that dollar, and that's how that system should be. And so to have some of them on our board here to see this stuff that's going on at the national level and hear from the national contractors and really see the work that's being done, it's really good to take that back home and extend that work and do a lot of the same, so we across the nation can have, you know, a consistent product, a consistent quality product, and really get behind like a Beef It's What's for Dinner brand and just create demand for everybody.